Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Die As Cast Podcast. Let's leap right in.
Whoa.
No build-up?
I haven't even put my seatbelt on.
No build-up? What's the recap going to be? Everyone
what
guess a character.
Hell?
Everyone guess what character is going to be in the recap.
There's almost no way you could get
Cat in the Hat
character.
I think it's Cat in the Hat
style. Oh, it's Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Yeah, Snoopy would be good because I think Snoopy is silent, which is would be.
He makes weird little animalistic kind of chicken pterodactyl sounds.
Yeah, Snoopy makes noise, right? I don't know.
He makes some sort of noise. Yeah, when he's upset.
Oh,
or
yeah,
like whenever
true.
He's grossed out by something, he goes. Bleh.
That's right. That's right. He does make a little barf sound.
Well, welcome back to Snooping Out Your Dog. This is the new Snoopy podcast. Maddie, what's your guess?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I did not realize that we were doing our cone of silence at the beginning of the ep, and I was typing away, and then I got really self-conscious because I was typing away during the cone of silence, and I totally missed what you guys are talking about. So I'm going to say Kim Possible.
Kim Possible.
I don't know that my father knows who that character is.
Are you kidding? Kim Possible is one of those totally inappropriate characters drawn for children and
She's a badass, Kevin.
What do you mean?
She's literally a super agent.
Explain why it's inappropriate.
Let's just move on.
It's because she has triangle boobs, Griffin.
So he's already so tired. Let's just move on. Okay, I'm done.
Oh.
All right.
Is that good? Is that yummy?
Bus.
Sparkling red wine.
Swallow. Oh.
Lambrusco.
Bus Swallow, here is the latest.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, he's a henchman. Sorry.
The crew that we're following woke up in the Wiltart Forest without that Dame Maeve.
The what?
She's gone.
The whom?
Who, Maeve?
The Rotod?
She's gone. Vanished in the night. She was muttering something about having some sort of shadow juice in her veins, eyes glowing blue. Then it looked like she just sort of walked herself into disappearing. They were all stressed out about it at first, but after some hocus pocus, they decided she was safe. Still, they are rattled. They packed the things up, drank their long strider juice, and kept chasing your trail. Now, on the road, they bumped into your two shadow nymphs.
Oh.
The ones, jet black skin, voices like French cutlery. Turns out, they sicked them on a glass shard that they, from that busted mirror. Trouble is.
Mirror.
These girls don't like being left behind, and so they ratted you out. Told the crew that you are Shadow Drake, and they handed the crew the shard that you gave them on condition that they whack you. They even spilled about the other shard holders, that snake broad, the worm thing, and your bone-faced sidekick. So this group now has two shards, and they're buzzing together like magnets. Now they also notice that time itself is twisted, sun hanging still, shadows pointing the wrong. Yeah, you know, it was your trick, I know, to throw them off, but they figured it out. So, it turns out the shards show real time. Means they know you're playing with the clock, boss. They don't know about the time limit, but they still can't touch you.
This is five layers of dramatic irony.
That's wild.
The night falls, and this is where things get weird. They get serenaded by a marching band of blue fish with, like, legs banging out anchors away.
That's right.
Gideon? That nosy one follows the fish, finds a hill and a pillar. They go down into the swamp, and all they leave behind is a drum and a shiny scale. Unfortunately, your serpent dame is there, and you know, the one with the face, like straight out of a nightmare. And when we left, she decided she was going to do something about this Gideon.
Well done, my servant. Well done. Now, Tell me that? Where we are again. I have to. I always forget. It's me, John Swallow. Say it out loud.
Yes. So the. Oh, I see. You are trying to trick me.
No. Oh. What? No.
Nothing gets past this DM.
He's always been crafty. Where do you guys think I get it from? He's always on the ball.
Okay, so crew, when last we met, Chisk and the other one,
Chisk and Ilex.
Chisk and Ilex.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm leaving this in. Emma Brager, enjoy your road trip.
She's
You're done
never
here.
Coming back.
Chisk and Ilex were watching Gideon follow the fish. Gideon was looking, trying to find a trail. You ended up on a mound, a dry hill in the middle of a swamp when Chisk and Ilex noticed this large serpentine form rising up behind Gideon. You guys are separated by about 100 feet. We will pick it up just as this is starting to happen.
Gideon,
tell the people who and how you are as you stand on the mound being menaced by this huge snake woman.
Who and or how?
My name is Gideon Sweets. I'm a panda bear folk. I'm good. Life's been so busy recently. Oh, it's crazy. I'm tired. Those are all Griffin's real favorite answers when I ask that question.
All right.
Oh, I've just been so
Diego,
tired recently.
As you were watching this snake woman and you and Ilex plunge into the swamp to get close to Gideon, screaming at him to catch his attention, tell us a little about Chisk.
Hello, guys. I'm Chisk. I'm currently under a lot of stress trying to save my friend right across from me. And this is not great. We've already lost one another teammate recently, another kiss partner, and I'm not looking to lose another, so I'm not doing great right now.
All right.
Been so busy lately. I'm tired.
The missing kiss partner is closer than Chisk realizes, but she is trapped in a dull gray world, restricted, constrained. She has recently visited the Shadow Realm city of Ash-Ragora, and the images.
I didn't even get to go. That's like my whole thing.
Visited. Okay, we have to do a solo episode after this.
The images you had, the information you collected is just rolling, unsorted, confusing in your brain. All you know right now is that you can barely hear the shriek of Chisk and the slow moaning whine of Gideon as
the hell?
From faint, from a far off distance, you see the dim spark of your three companions, and you're going to struggle to break free of wherever you are right now.
That's me struggling.
I'm tired.
Tell us about you.
All right.
I'm tired.
Excellent. Okay. Let's start with initiative just for fun.
Oh boysy.
You know who always rolls bad at initiative? It's Maeve.
Well, you're in a pillar, so.
It tracks.
What do you have, Gideon?
Tuesday. I got 26. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday. Special teams special players.
It never doesn't surprise me. I know Gideon's, like, whole thing is that he is speedy. Mm-hmm. It gets me every time. I'm like, what? How'd he roll like that?
Wait, how did he get there? What the fuck?
And what about you, Chisk?
Well, you know what? This is also not going to surprise you. I rolled a 5.
-4.
Close. I rolled a 6, sorry. Total 5. Not surprising. Right, not surprising.
Maeve.
My roots go deep when I get scared.
Hi.
Ooh, that's good. I like it.
I'm in a tube, a column, an obelisk, perhaps. I also got a 5.
Gideon, I will start off with a perception check from you, please.
No problem, Captain. That's a nat 20.
What a way to start.
You rolled a natural 20?
What do your panda eyes see?
Look with your special eyes.
Naturally born predator, the panda. No one's ever said they're not good at activity.
Did you know that pandas, like, endangered themselves because they're, like, sexually anxious and they can't reproduce?
No way, not me. I'm a different one. I'm different panda.
That checks out. We did have a whole conversation about Gideon not being able to kiss other...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It actually does relate back to that very well.
Well, that is kind of where I based it on, Griffin.
That is so Uta Hagen of you to be that deep into the panda psyche.
Thanks, man. This is my new voice now.
That's great.
But I do have one side question. How is sexually anxious different than anxious?
It's like, you know, you get weird around somebody you fancy and you don't know how to act.
Somebody you fancy.
Oh, okay.
Not just fancy people in general. Gideon cannot go to the ball.
That is straight up anxiety.
Balls make me sexually anxious.
Gideon is socially confident, but sexually anxious.
I'm fiscally conservative, but sexually anxious. What do I all see? Right. I got a nat 20.
You hear this large woman-headed snake rising up behind you, preparing to strike.
Oh, no, no.
You are not surprised because you heard her coming. Must have been her hiss of anticipation. So, spin and you... What do you want to do? You're first up. You're reacting faster than she expected.
So, help me out here because I took some time to attune to the Crojack Charleston Cutlass.
Let's go.
There's the etchings of the musical notes kind of up the center of the blade. Is there a activation phrase etched into the blade?
What you would do when you were attuning, two things would happen. The first thing is that you learned how to waltz.
Oh, sick.
What?
So this gives you a plus one save on any sexual anxiety that you feel.
How many, and actually, I will say, how much will balls come up?
And cotillions.
It's crazy that he has to save against sexual encounters.
How much is that going to come? That's so niche.
Crojack was very specific. You said save.
Yeah. Strength, wisdom, intelligence, and sexual anxiety. The main D&D characteristics.
Unfortunately, it only works at large gatherings of fancy people.
Right, quinceañeras and such.
Yeah. Not a quinceañera.
That's for teenagers. You're a full-grown adult.
You're fancy teenagers.
I could be the clown.
Not in a sexual encounter. That's not why you're socially anxious.
They are teens, Gideon.
Right, actually, I see the problem. That's on me. I've never been to one. I've never been invited as a kid or an adult.
Oh, my God.
Right. So now that we've all wandered down the path of inappropriate, let's go back to who laid the first brick there,
Wizard of Oz, Scarecrow? I think it was you, brother.
If I were king,
brother, what is the passphrase to my damn sword? I learned how to waltz, and then what?
You did learn how to waltz, and you also learned the passphrase was "May I cut in?"
May I cut in?
Yes.
Nice.
That's good. Speaking of balls and cotillions.
Pardon?
That's why I reincorporated, because I'm a comic fucking genius.
We talked about balls. Like the dance.
Speaking of balls, this isn't on me.
I'm not the first one to say balls on this episode, okay? I feel like this
podcast is getting raunchier and raunchier.
Listen, my sweet reptilian queen, may I cut in?
And I'm going to
kill
and throw the Crojack Charleston Cutlass into the air beside me.
All right. It dances there beside you, and you may do your whatever number of attacks you do.
That uses my bonus action, and then I'm going to use my free object interaction for the turn and just draw my other sword. I won't get to attack with it this turn, but I'm just going to have it prep for next time.
All right.
So I guess we both just make attacks, and mine will have sneak attack. Can the sword do sneak attack? No.
No.
Okay, that's what I thought.
All right.
I know how to waltz now!
Kill!
And you get the sneak attack even though you're by yourself because of your subclass, right?
Yes, if it's me and no one else within 5 feet of that creature. I got a 28 to hit, and Crowjack got a 23.
Okay, they both hit.
Yeah, baby. My sneak attack does 31 piercing damage.
Oh, whew.
Holy smokes.
And Crowjack, does it have any bonuses or anything? Like, is it a plus one or plus two weapon or anything? All right, then that's another 8 damage from Crowjack.
Let's go, man. Let's dance.
The snake woman was leaning over to bite you when you whirled around, caught her off guard, and quickly slashed her with two blades as she hisses and rears back.
I've heard you had a shard for me.
Ooh. And she leans her face in close, and she gazes at you. And I'm going to need a wisdom saving.
Don't look at me too intensely. I have sexual anxiety.
She is trying to trigger your sexual anxiety.
You said wisdom save?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
No. That's a 10.
As you look at her, she slowly...
Wait, but he knows how to waltz, so now he has a plus one to sexual encounters.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind if it comes up.
That's right, 11.
This is it.
Ooh, 11.
She changes shape, and you realize that this woman you were about to slash was one of your mothers, and she's here to help you, to save you. And all you have to do is get rid of that crazy wood creature rushing through the swamp towards you.
Talia? Well, I've been looking everywhere for you. Where have you been?
Hush. Hush now, little man. We have to get rid of all these enemies so that I can return to you right and proper.
Mom, I never got invited to a quinceañera. It's too late for me now. That's what I've been told.
Okay.
No, so, you can go. You can go.
You need like a niece or something.
No, you're lying. Mama says you're order. Lying. Mama said knock you out.
All right. So,
what did Mama say?
What did Mama say?
Mama saw.
Ooh, that's good. So, Ilex pulls back on her bow, and there is a flurry all around her chest as these large, like almost pony-sized, nearly human-faced owls, jet black, scraggy, feathers squawking, smell reeking off of them as a half dozen reach down, bury their talons into Ilex, her off, screaming and shrieking.
What are you talking
into the
about?
Clouds.
Mama, those your owls, Mama?
They just carried her? Do I get an opportunity attack at all?
No, you don't. You've already started to move forward. She was planted, starting to draw her bow, and she has been carried off into the mist.
Gideon, help! Help!
Mama said to knock you out. Mama. Now your friend is gone.
Gideon? All right.
I know how to waltz now, son.
It's good.
I'm not your son.
Right, Maeve.
Don't call me son.
You see Gideon spin and... you don't see anything.
I don't see
you
anything.
You hear the
you're
faint
in a rock,
sounds.
Fucker.
I'm like, la la la, la 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 la.
Mama's gonna knock you out.
You can hear the faint sounds of Gideon.
Don't call me son.
And what you also hear, interestingly, is just this low hiss, guttural snake language, and Gideon talking away to that snake as sound as if it was one of his mothers.
What language is it?
The snake is speaking. Yeah. The snake is speaking Parcel Tongue.
No, it's not. You're soon.
Boo, boo.
Tomato.
There's so many languages you could have chosen.
All right. The snake is speaking its own language because it's not actually speaking.
Just made up language.
Fucking umbral, fucking undercommon, anything.
Be brave, Kevin. Give me a language I speak.
No. It is using its spell to continue to charm Griffin. So the language isn't actual.
Who's Griffin?
Oh my god!
Really. All right. Against
well,
Kevin
now
today.
I will really say a lot of charm spells require the creature to for you two to share a language. Does that come into play here?
It does not.
Fuck.
Good try,
Mama.
Yeah. Oh, technically, it doesn't have to speak to you at all. It establishes a telepathic link. However, we will keep the voice going just quietly, just for the visual effect. So, Maeve, you struggle and strain. I will let you make either an arcana check or a strength check.
Ooh. Decisions.
Decisions.
I'm going to do an arcana check.
Are we technically within combat? Can I use guidance even if I don't see her?
Does he know I'm in the tube?
Can I what sense it?
A column? 15.
Oh, you are not able to bust free this round.
What the heck?
God.
It's dark in here.
I will give you a plus one for next round.
Oh.
Wee!
Chisk!
You are alone in the swamp, rushing towards Gideon, who has turned to face you with an evil look on his face.
Gideon?
Who am I? You two are still about 100 feet apart.
Gideon? Who am I?
Okay, good. Beautiful.
You're my dance partner.
Okay, hold on. This is strange. What's the password?
This is my North Haven Community Hall preteen dance.
Shut up. Give me the password.
I know the password, son.
What? I'm not your son. Give me the password.
I'm going to interject there. Do you want to spend the round talking, or do you want to take another action?
I do want to take another action. I'm just testing him to see if he...
Let him play,
no,
Raph.
I understand. But it is six seconds.
Fair play. Okay, well, sensing something is clearly wrong.
He does seem to be mad at you.
I will run at him.
Nice. That should reassure him.
I will... What, that's why?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What?
Little bit of Kevin?
Serious sidebars here.
Sorry, Kevin. If we could keep the chatter down, Diego only has 6 seconds.
I'm going to ready a spell. I'm not going to cast it.
Okay.
As soon as he comes near me, as soon as I can touch him, I will cast the spell.
Excellent.
But I will pull out a little flask of holy water and slight bit of silver powder and just rub it on my palm, like behind my back, kind of hidden from his view. And I say, Gideon,
what's that? What are you doing? I don't need no boutonniere.
Don't you come any closer. Why are you barking?
Huh?
Okay, Gideon.
So when do I get to try and save against this? Or do I?
You do not get to save until you take damage.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Damn, all right. Then I guess I'll just run at him.
All right.
Now let me ask you this, Kev.
All right.
Do I have the wherewithal while I'm charmed to command my sword, my dancing sword?
Yes, you have all of your abilities.
How far did you get? How far away are we now? How close did he get?
I ran 30 feet closer to you.
So right. we're 70 feet?
Yes, that makes sense.
Well, here's what I would do. Here's what I would do, I think, is I would move, dash, and bonus action dash, because then I could get it right up to him.
Right. That makes sense.
So what that does mean, though, is that the Crowjack Charleston Cutlass does not move and continues to attack the woman.
I see. You see this woman as a trusted friend, close relative. So you would stop the attack on the woman. If that means you can't dash all the way because you've got to use your bonus action to change the strategy. What it does mean, though, is that the Crowjack is not going to be able to keep up with you.
Yeah, I'll move the Crowjack 30 feet towards Chisk, and then I'll move 60 feet towards Chisk.
All right.
Then that's my turn. Let's dance! What's happening?
The snake woman moves up through the swamp, skimming along the surface. Ooh, yes, she sort of slides through the water. She looks up and sees Chisk.
Get
rushing
him, Mama!
Towards her.
Get him!
No.
And
no.
Stay.
Sit.
She begins to cast a spell.
Okay.
This sickly green, brownish green cloud appears around Chisk's body.
Well, I don't think it does. I say, no, sit. And I counterspell.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. Now, that all depends right. on what level.
It is a fourth level spell, so you will have to do I think you have to do a save.
You need to roll a 10 plus the spell's level. Okay, so I need you to roll a 14. Okay, so that's great. That's great. That's easy. That's a 16. I rolled a 7.
Oh my god, the suspense on that.
I know. Because at first I thought it was a 1, but it's a 7.
Okay.
16 plus, wait, 7 plus, you have a plus 9 to wisdom?
Yeah, baby.
To just.
To my ability, to my, oh no, that's my spell attack.
Yeah.
Oh no!
I'm sorry.
Griffin, shut up!
I'm sorry. It's up to me to edit out whenever we get rules wrong. I'm trying to preempt it.
You narc. Does he get a luck point for that?
Fuck, I narc forgot about luck hilarious. Points entirely.
Yeah. Well, you can have when we thwart
you
each
can't
other,
have a luck point
we get
for that,
luck points.
Gideon. Yeah.
Thanks, Mama.
Yeah, that's an 11, so it doesn't succeed, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Dang.
All right. I'm going to need Constitution saving throw. But I'm afraid it is a disadvantage.
Why is it a disadvantage?
It's a disadvantage because this is a blight spell that powerfully affects plant creatures.
Oh,
she stole my fucking move, man.
I'm not a plant, though. I'm not made of plant.
Hold up. I have it open. Are you a plant creature?
I don't think so.
Because I literally have blight open. I was gonna blight this bitch as soon as I got out of my box. Oh, unfortunately, God. She beat me to it. Steal my thunder, much.
All right, so let me see what they
text
list
Wolfgang.
Tiny as.
Dad, text Wolfgang. See what he says, man.
Yeah, text him. Call him.
Give him a call. What time is it?
Put
there?
Put him on fine. The call right now.
Put him on speaker, actually. And we're looping in Wolfgang.
All right. Boop, boop, so the boop. Piney NPC is not listed as a plant creature.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I believe I'm a humanoid.
That's cut and dry then.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's regular. It's regular.
It is regular.
It's regular.
Regular.
It's a regular roll. Constitution saving throw of 14 or better.
Ah, dang.
Regular.
Oh, baby. That's a 21.
A 21 is enough.
21.
To save, you take half damage. 18 damage.
18? Jesus. I go, good thing I'm not a real plant.
Maeve, bust
Let
free.
Let me out.
We're breaking free.
Soaring.
Flying.
Am I rolling Arcana again, Kevin?
I'll leave that up to you. Strength or Arcana. 16 or better.
Your age Ooh. Or better.
Damn it. I'm going to... I'm pissed off now. I'm going to punch the wall.
Oh.
And roll strength.
Okay.
I got a 16.
Let's go.
Yeah. Okay, Chisk. From behind the snake woman, you see a fierce little fist bust through the column.
More enemies! Oh no! Maeve, help!
What's going on?
I don't know.
You are back with your friends. You can see. Well, it actually looks like Gideon and a snake woman are attacking Chisk.
Here we are now. That's a Jadis! And he's singing. That's the scariest part, honestly.
I love that song. What is he doing?
I don't.
Do I get a turn?
Whenever
Maeve
had a cool moment in the first arc, she would sing Smells Like Teen Spirit. She just punched out of a stone pillar. I'm just helping.
That's sick. That's pretty sick.
Right.
We couldn't get the rights to the actual song, so Griffin sings it.
You bet, Maeve. You jump in.
How far away is the snake lady from
me? She is 40 feet away from you.
Excellent.
I'm coming into this with no context. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I am going to cast Sickening Radiance on the snake lady. It is a 30-foot radius, so I believe Gideon's going to get caught in this, but that's okay, because I'm coming in with no context. I don't know what's going on.
I don't feel so good, Mama. Help.
So basically, a dim greenish light spreads within a 30-foot radius sphere centered on a point you choose within a 120-foot range. The light spreads around the corners and lasts until the spell ends. When a creature moves into the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts a turn there, the creature must succeed on a con save or take 4d10 radiant damage. And it suffers one level of exhaustion. And it can't go invisible.
Oh my god.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna die.
All right.
Yeah, good.
What do you mean good?
You're like the opposite of a kiss partner right now. I don't know what that is.
I'm a hit partner.
Ooh. I'm going to just put it with the edge of the radius, like between her and Chisk. So I'm making like a big old stinky aura.
Right. So remind me when we get back to her turn and we will play that out. Chisk.
So anyway, I lose a spell because I was preparing it. However, I would like to cast Spiritual Weapon at a third level in the shape of a machete. Watch out! And just try to chop the snake's head off like a garden snake.
A machete is brutal.
Well, very Ricky Ticky Tabby.
You're messing with my garden. That is my family.
Okay.
And I don't like it. So
go ahead.
Yes.
Machete.
I make an attack. Now this time using +9. And that is a 17 +9. That is a 26, guys. Yeah. Ooh. 16 points of force damage.
Okay.
Hoosh-yah. That's right, Vesh. We know who you are. Now give us the shard and give Gideon back.
Her name's Talia. I don't know who Vesh is.
What's going on?
This is Vesh.
That's Mama.
Sorry. No, it's not Mama. Gideon, wake up. What's the keyword? What's the password? It's not him. He doesn't know it.
I can't believe that came up this quickly.
That's crazy.
We are back up to the top of the round. Gideon.
Did he make it out of my stinky orb?
Fuck. What's the save again?
You. It's a con save. Please.
Man, also not good.
5.
You failed.
Let's go.
Oh, unfortunate. Okay. This is little exciting. Genius. I've never used this before.
Well, it's good you get to use it on two people then.
It's terrible that one of them has to be my friend, but...
Well, yeah.
It'll wake him out of his
stupor. You know, it might wake me up inside, so...
Wake me up. Wake me up inside.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm...
Bid my blood to run. Save me.
What's the name of that group? Evanescence, dude.
Oh yeah, Evanescence. Oh.
Effervescent.
Yes. So as this Evanescence settles down on you,
Effervescent.
Oh dear.
Keep going, babe. I'm loving it. You tell me what's going on.
Easy pheasant.
Okay, we've got.
Finger math. Counting is so funny.
I failed math. That's 28 radiant damage.
Let's go.
And you suffer one level of exhaustion.
Oh my god.
And
my
you life. Are lit up. You cannot hide. You're like
lit
glowing.
Ah, oh, Mama! You did this to me!
Gideon, I'm sorry.
Mama!
I don't know why you're doing this. Why? She's not your mom.
Talia, help me!
This is gonna fuck Gideon up mentally. This is fucked up. This is fucked up what you did, Kev. Hey, outside the pod, this is messed up. I'm telling Mom that you did this kind of stuff.
Oh, Karen's listening right now. She's pissed.
She's our special guest star.
All right.
Damn, okay.
So, Gideon, you take this damage. It triggers doubt in your mind. You can do another wisdom saving throw, 14 or better.
Oh, man.
Come on, get it.
I got exactly 14.
Oh, no.
Gideon, come back. Shit,
dude. No, 14 or better, he said.
Oh, We're good, right?
Yeah, you're good. You are brought back to realizing that who you thought was your mother turns out to be a snake lady.
And you feel shit.
Hey, guys, watch out for them snake ones. You know what I mean? God, she has some kind of mystic radiant power. I didn't know snake people had that.
What's the password? Say quietly.
Combinatorial, son.
Let's
of
go.
A bitch.
She's back. She's back.
I got lit up. I got lit the fuck up.
You're glowing. You're positively glowing. I'm sorry. Now is not the time for jokes.
Holy shit, is that Maeve?
Hi, I was in a rock.
How am I doing? I'm so tired.
She was in a rut, but she's broken free.
I've just been so tired and busy. What was it?
Huh?
The Korean skin care routine?
We're trying to call back too many bits in this precise moment. So do I get a turn or is saving my turn?
I would say you get a turn. Sure.
Damn. Okay. I am going to remain in the aura of radiance. Of sickening radiance. And
why?
Spend my... Well, I'm already lit up. Let's do it.
Oh, boy.
I'm pissed at this thing for pretending to be Talia.
To get up, right up close to it. So you basically turn around and dive back in. You're right on the edge of the stuff, and you're going to dive back in and attack her.
Yeah. And then I moved my sword 30 feet towards Chisk. Is it also 30 feet from the Naga, or is it farther?
You moved 60, so it would move up to the Naga by now, just doing the math in my head.
Yeah, okay. So then I don't get to attack, but I'll have my cutlass attack.
All right.
Oh, fuck. 11.
I'm afraid 11 is not going to hit it.
All right. I'm so tired.
You do have luck points, and you just collected another one, just as a reminder.
Well, can I use my luck points on the cutlass's attack?
I would say sure.
Okay, well, so then we then I fucked up. Hold on. Because I had 5. Shit. So I just gained a 6th, so now I have to roll a d4. Hold on.
Oh, shoot.
Now I have 3. Good lord. So I will use those 3 to take get advantage on that cutlass attack.
Nice.
Okay.
Fuck my life, dude. 14?
A 14 is not going to hit.
I rolled a 2 and a 5. Cool. Well, I guess I get another one for fucking missing.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. This isn't fun for the podcast.
Gideon, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what else to do.
Bid my blood to run, mama.
So, Vesh has to make a saving throw of what type, Maeve?
Con, please.
That is only a 10. So
she fails.
Hey.
I know. I get it. Do you want... Oh,
let me have this.
Remember, you were also at a -2 to hit and for saving throws because of your level of exhaustion. Just remind you of that.
Yes, and checks.
You can choose, Maeve. Do you want to re-roll the dice or do you want to give it the same damage that you gave Gideon?
You know what? I'm going to re-roll. I'm feeling saucy. I'm feeling like luck is on my side. I just came out of my weird concrete tomb. Let's go. I'm feeling good. I'm hurting my friend.
Oh, monkey noises.
What the hell?
That's 35 radiant damage.
Oh, my God. On 4d10?
Well, I add my charisma modifier for radiant attacks
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of tens up in this bitch.
I'm seeing stars.
So she's feeling really tired. She's feeling really tired lately.
She's so busy lately.
She's also glowing. She's glowing blue. She just like Gideon.
She is glowing blue. She has changed her mind about attacking you guys.
Oh?
Maybe one last one for kicks.
For old time's sake.
Giggles. All right. Chisk, Gideon, you see a surge of power emanate from her, and I need a dexterity saving throw as she casts Lightning Bolt on the two of you.
Oh, finally, no. a fucking saving throw that I'm good at.
Yeah, I'm not great.
Yeah, that motherfucker. That's a 28.
Oh, my God. That's a 14 for me.
Oh, no.
The 14. Do you have any luck points?
I have one luck point.
Do you want to use this on this? Or
it sounds like, Diego, you know, it sounds like maybe you should use it.
Diego, I'd actually, based on what he's saying, I think you might fail.
I think you might want to use it.
Huddle here. Kevin can't hear us.
It's always tricky to read DMs. Like, you're always trying to read the man and not the player, but I think when he says, do you have any luck points?
I think you should really take that into consideration.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Kevin, I'm ready to make a decision. I will use my luck point to make that a 15.
All right, you save.
Yay! Yeah. He's like, you didn't need it. You didn't actually need it.
Oh, it was a play.
It sounds like you maybe needed precisely 15, actually.
Chisk, you take 12, and I think, Gideon, because of your rogue ability, you don't take any, right?
Kill! Ow, ow.
Now, she is going
Damn.
To...
Damn.
Holy shit.
It hurt.
Okay.
It's fucking dead, dude.
That hurt.
She is going to turn and race off into the swamp.
What oh, the no, F? No, we don't no. even get to... Oh.
Is anybody close enough?
Bitch.
Is Gideon
oh, I
not
sure
close enough?
Am. I sure am. Well, that is a 16 to hit on my opportunity attack.
That is a hit.
Get her ass!
Get not your mom.
That's 8 damage.
She hisses back at you, and then she disappears under the surface of the water.
Excuse me? Does she? Because she's glowing.
Oh, yes. All right, so she goes under yeah, the water, baby. But you could still see her.
Whoa, okay,
I'm
going to
say
okay.
that she has cover, but
Epic.
She is still visible.
Is she glowing mechanically? Like, is it like a fairy fire, or is it just like light?
They may get one level of exhaustion and emit a dim greenish. I'm saying it's blue because fuck green. Light in a 5-foot radius. So
you have a shade over
glowing.
Your light. All right.
Oh, sorry, I'm wrong. I would have gotten 2 less than whatever I rolled. What's her AC?
Her AC is 15.
Ah, fuck. I think I got 16. I think that's a miss. So anyway, I don't hit.
So you get, but okay. you do get a luck point.
I do get a luck point. These fucking luck points, dude.
So she is heading off straight north, away from all of you. Maeve, it is your turn.
How far away is this glowing lady?
From you, she's around, let's see, 50, 60 feet.
Why do we need this bitch? Maybe I've forgotten. What is her importance?
She has a... Oh, you weren't here.
No.
Maeve, but right. she has one of the shards.
She has a port... Maeve! You can't let her get away!
She has a shard like this
she's
one.
She's got a portal shard. She's got a portal shard, Maeve. Elders blast her ass, Maeve.
Can't pull her tail.
Pull her tail.
I am going to use... one of my invocations. Oh, God. This might be really bad.
That is the best kind of D&D.
Oh, it's going to be really bad. Oh, she's going to save. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. I'm going to cast Polymorph on her.
Oh, my Lord.
I like that.
I'm going to try and turn her into a... What is something that floats?
Driftwood! Fucking balsa!
A balsa wood?
Turn her into a chunk of balsa wood.
I was thinking like maybe like a lotus flower.
Or a glass jar.
It has to be an animal, remember.
It has to be an animal, yeah.
It could be a sheep. Stuck in the mud.
It'll just drown.
Oh, God. What is a semi-aquatic animal? Because I don't want her to drown. She's like 60 feet underwater.
You do want her to drown.
Well, if she drowns, she just pops back into her regular form.
Oh, yes. Fuck, I see.
How about a turtle?
Oh, perfect. Oh, Kevin,
Bugs Bunny.
Hug you. Okay, yes, I'm going to try and polymorph her into a turtle. This is going to backfire on me so bad. Okay, here we go.
It'll be fine.
So the sickening radiance disappears. She stops glowing, but I know I've kind of located where she is, and I cast polymorph.